This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Only a half hour away from our crappiest country in the world tournament. That's going to be a good time. But before we get there, before we get to more emails and other stuff, I wanted to tell you something. The corporate world. You, me, we have been very, very hard on the corporate world in recent years. And understandably. Because the corporate world has united against us. And it was not always this way. I want to again stress, if you are younger, you may not realize corporate involvement in politics or activism never happened for most of my life. You never, ever, ever saw it, ever. A corporation funding a street protest or even Planned Parenthood or something like that would never happen when I was a child. But we woke up one day and they were all writing checks to Black Lives Matter. And wait, what happened here? The corporate world was infiltrated by communists all through the HR department. I want to again remind you, if you have an HR department, that's where you will find communists. You should probably fire them all, but we'll get to that another time. The corporate world was infiltrated. That happened. You already know that happened. That's obvious. But it's more than just the infiltration of HR and the boardrooms in big finance. There's a lot of fear in the corporate world, and fear for this reason. We don't always think in these terms because we just buy products, we buy services. But have you ever looked at the peanut butter aisle? The peanut butter aisle. I want you to think about the peanut butter aisle. You've got your Jif, and you've got Skippy, and you've got your other kinds, your grocery store brands and things like that. So let me explain. Did you know that Jif, I'll just use them as an example. It's my preferred. Jif, that they are always operating on some level of fear. And I'm going to make up a couple things. Let's say Jif has 15% of the peanut butter market, and I have no idea how much of the market they have. But let's say they have 15% of the peanut butter market. Okay. That sounds good. Sounds good, good, good. And of course, they want 16%. They want 20%. They want 100%. But the people who work in high-up offices in Jif, they have to constantly be vigilant about 15%. Ooh, what if it turns into 14%? What if Skippy comes out with a new product, a new flavor, and we lose it? That may sound like nothing to you. That's your job if you're in corporate America. There is a constant fear that you will lose this much of the market or lose that much of the market or mess this up. It is a constant state of fear. So corporations will oftentimes operate safely. That, hey, don't take chances. And whatever you do, this has been a prevailing attitude in corporate America. Don't make anyone mad. We don't want to make anyone mad. Well, what happened? What do communists do? We've talked about it 100 times. They use your values against you. The communists saw that attitude and quickly realized, well, if they don't want to make anyone mad, why don't we just act mad? We'll get groups of us, legions of us, emails, phone calls. We'll have riots in front of your business. Let's act really mad. Businesses will freak out, get scared, and bend the knee. And that has been the case for years and years and years in corporate America where they felt like they had to bend the knee to the communists. And yes, some of them still embrace it. I'm not at all absolving corporate America here, believe me. But I'm going to tell you something. There are lots of corporations in this country who are sick of it. They're done. They don't want to be raked over the coals by the latest gay group or the latest race group or the latest. They're done. They don't want to be threatened. And by the way, they're sick of the dirty communists they've been hiring for the 10 years. Did you know that? Do you know why a lot of corporate America is moving away from college degree requirements? Do you want to know the real reason why? This is from the corporate world. The real reason is so many of these college graduates, having been fully indoctrinated in communism, they come into your company and they're just awful about every freaking thing. They're the worst employees. They are pure poison. They spread poison everywhere. They're awful to have around. And so corporations, in order to benignly walk away from that, say, well, you know what? Maybe we don't need college for this one. Let's just get him right. Let's get him right out of high school. That'll be just fine. We'll just train him in-house. They're tired of the poisoned product they're getting. Corporations, some of them, are sick of it. You want a good example? I'll give you a good example. Here's a headline here. This is from WFLA. Starbucks workers sue over the company's new dress code. Huh. Suing over a dress code. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what this dress code is. What would be so severe that Starbucks would have to, or that these employees would feel the need to sue for it? Quote, it requires all workers in North America to wear a solid black shirt with short or long sleeves under their green apron. Shirts may not have collars. Shirts must cover the midriff and armpits. Employees must wear khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms without patterns or frayed hems or solid black dresses that are not more than 4 inches above the knee. The dress code also requires workers to wear black, gray, dark blue, brown, tan, or white shoes made from waterproof material. Socks and hosiery must be subdued, the company said. And this is the best part. The dress code prohibits employees from having face tattoos or more than one facial piercing. Tongue piercings and theatrical makeup are also prohibited. They're sick of it. It's not just Starbucks. They're sick of it. Corporations are looking around right now at how our culture is shifting against Marxism. They're looking around at how powerful the right is, how unpopular the communists have become. And you know what they're doing as they watch it? They're going, oh, finally. Look, the big news is ABC firing Jimmy Kimmel. You know Jimmy Kimmel's ratings were garbage? You know his contract was up next year and rumors were he wasn't going to be renewed? I know all the ABC stations have said it's because of his comments on Charlie Kirk, which were, of course, I mean, obviously it's quite despicable.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
So that was the justification they used. Hey, we got to get rid of him. But the truth is, they're thrilled to get rid of him. The ratings sucked. Every night having to pay some guy $10, $15 million, God only knows what they actually pay, I'm sure it's up in that neighborhood, to go spew the most vile filth, alienating half the country, alienating everyone on the right, and they were dying for a reason to get rid of it. Corporations, there's a reason Stephen Colbert got the axe too. They're tired of the communist act. And it's happened so many times before. With the communist can't control himself. He is a religious zealot, as we have talked about. He is a religious zealot, and no matter where you happen to bring him in, he will bring his religion with him, and he will push it as hard and fast as possible. Whatever the mission is of your church or company or little league team or library or whatever it is, that mission will probably not even be secondary in his mind. He is in your organization to push his sick demonic religion, and he will do so, and you need to fire them all of them. It's not just that Jimmy Kimmel should have been fired. Everyone should. Now, I'm not saying fire every Democrat. If you have an activist Democrat, that person in your parking lot that has 85 coexist bumper stickers in the tranny flag, you should find a justification to fire that person immediately. Why? Do you think that person is in your company to help you make money? Do you think that person is in your company to help sell goods and services? You have essentially a communist jihadi working for you. Get them out. Not only will your company be more profitable and better, all the employees who work for you will be happier. Guarantee it. It's a productivity multiplier. Get rid of them. All right? All right. Let me talk to you, by the way, about that corporate world. You still need to punish the bad ones. I said it wasn't all the corporations. AT&T has been one of the grossest companies in this country for a very long time. T-Mobile, they might be the gayest company in the United States of America. Verizon, too. They brag about all the DEI, ESG stuff. Don't pay them for that. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk, the company who loves you. You didn't have to browbeat Pure Talk into being pro-America. They always were. Their CEO walked those Vietnamese jungles with two tours. They hire Americans. It'll take you 10 minutes on the phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Now, we'll be back with emails.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, only 10 minutes away from the tournament of tournaments. I cannot wait.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Italy and Afghanistan. Brought to you by Unboiled Water, from swamp to bottle.
And a reminder to you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so get all your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, you know, I told you I was in a good mood, and I am in a good mood, which is good because it's been a heavy week. But sometimes, do you ever get the feeling that it's not going to be your day? So guess what just happened to me? Just happened to me. You know what? Pause for a second. Rewind. Right before the show started. So what was that? A couple hours ago, hour and a half ago, right before the show started, I went down to use the bathroom. There's an old man in there using the bathroom with me. I say old man, I don't know, 60s, whatever. Old timer in there. Totally nice guy. He gets done doing his business, goes up to the sink. There's only one functional sink in the bathroom. There's only one paper towel dispenser in the bathroom. He gets done before me. He's washing his hands. I'm now standing behind him waiting to finish. And he's wonderful, by the way. Completely wonderful and polite. Finishes washing his hands, leaves the faucet on, says, "All right, it's all yours." I go up, soap up my hands, wash my hands. Now, I realize OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, is a thing with people. And everybody has their thing, right? Everyone has little weird quirks about them. You do, I do, we all do. He walks up to the paper towel dispenser and takes out one paper towel. Okay. Takes out another paper towel. Okay. It's one of those automatic ones where you put your hand up and it only dispenses so much. And then another. And then another. And then another. And another. 10 times. 10 towels, Chris. 10 paper towels. Now, obviously, I'm done washing my hands. I'm scrambling to get back here to do the show. I'm just waiting there for, I don't know, just obsessed with having dry hands. I don't know what it was. And again, totally nice guy. I don't want to act like he's some kind of devil or something like that. Completely nice guy, but I'm sitting there with dripping hands like, buddy, they're dry, for Pete's sake. Okay, not the end of the world. That was an hour and a half ago. I've been sitting here doing the show. Finally decided 2 minutes ago, right before we came back, you know what? I'm going to run down, use the restroom, make sure I don't have to go for the rest of the show. I walk in to use the restroom. Who do you think just got done doing his business and he's at the sink washing his hands as I walk into the restroom? And he did the same thing again. I'm standing there behind him with hands dripping. It's not your day. So I should have just quit. You know what I should have done, Chris? Something bad's going to happen. The power's going to go out. I should have come back and just been like, Chris, I'm off for the rest of the show. What? Would I rather that or a guy who doesn't wash his hands? Oh, I'd rather that. And again, he was the nicest freaking guy in the world. He also has the driest hands on the planet. I promise you, there's no moisture left on his hands. None whatsoever. Dear Menu Whisperer, it warms my cold heart that my favorite podcaster now enjoys my favorite pastime. The question is baseball food. Oh, I guess Ask Dr. Jesse has already begun. I think baseball is the best sport. It's outdoors, warm weather. Ignoring the cost, since we know you need to take out a second mortgage to afford stadium food these days, give your listeners the ideal ballpark food menu for watching a game. His name's Michael. Okay, I guess this is a nice little pause on the politics before we go talk about the crappiest countries in the world. So, look, I live in Texas, and I love Texas. I love Texans in particular. And you know I hate the weather here. I've been very honest about that. The weather is so dreadful. I may move out of the state one day, but I love Texas. I love being here. And what is my favorite thing about Texas? The food. It's just, even Houston, which can be a bit of a dump, I admit that. The food is just awesome. Whatever you're into. Barbecue, got it. Steaks, they got it. The Mexican food is unbelievable. So if we ever, and like you said, it costs a fortune. But if we ever decide we're going to go up to a Houston Astros game, which we do on occasion, I don't want to act like we're super fans or something like that, but take the boys out, whatever. At the stadium, on my life, they have some of the best barbecue you have ever had in your life. And if you are not from a place with good barbecue, like obviously in Tennessee or the Carolinas or places like that, you're going to know good barbecue. But if you're not from a place that has good barbecue and you had barbecue in the Houston Astros ballpark, what's the ballpark called, Chris? What is it? Daikin? Are you messing with me right now? Called Daikin, huh? I thought they played softball. God, stop. Quit. Grow up, everybody. Grow up. That's enough. Anyway, in Daikin Park, where Subaru Outbacks park for free. No, stop. In Daikin Park, they have a barbecue place. What's it called? The Butcher, I think it's called. Oh, they have this jalapeno cheddar sausage that they've been slow cooking all day. Brisket, chicken, smoked turkey, which you know I would never get. But and you would think it's ballpark food, so it's going to be commercial garbage. No. They're slicing it right in front of you. They'll even give you the cuts you want. No, I want the best. That's the best ballpark food I've ever had. But granted, I'm not that well-traveled when it comes to professional sports. That's not who I am. I am well-traveled when it comes to the crappiest countries in the world. We'll talk about Italy versus Afghanistan next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And before we get to the crappiest country in the world, I wanted to say a little something that I'm brewing on right now, something I'm curious about. The nursing profession. Over the last week, we've seen it, obviously, from many different fields.
there are a lot of communist ghouls in specific fields that are overrepresented, right? And teachers is an obvious one. If you are one of the good teachers, and there are many who listen to this show, God bless you for being behind enemy lines. It's amazing how many teachers are just total savages out there. But that's also not surprising, is it? If I told you a third grade teacher was a dirty commie, you're not an idiot. You'd be, yeah, I could see that. And you understand why, what comes downstream of that. You got all that. Okay. Lawyers, same thing. If I told you a bunch of lawyers were dirty commies, you'd get that. You wouldn't be surprised. But something that has surprised me, I won't say shocked me, especially after COVID, but something that has surprised me is how many nurses there are. An unbelievable number of nurses. And I'm not just talking about ones who've been publicly fired. I'm talking about nurses and doctors who listen to this show and email me in reports of group celebrations after the assassination. I told you about the one who brought in brownies to celebrate. This is not a one or two off thing. What I can't quite figure out totally is why, and I don't need you to tell me why unless you have some unique perspective, because I've actually reached out to a couple nurses and doctors, and they've promised they're going to kind of give me the skinny as to why. But I find that to be very frightening, that the medical profession has been poisoned like that. Why nurses? You know, I always think about a nurse as a woman. I realize they're not all women. There are a lot of male nurses now, but I always think about her as a caring woman who wants to care for people. That's just kind of how I picture them. My mother-in-law was a nurse forever. Just that's how I picture them. I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, it's time. Which country's crappier? This is the last. Is this the last of our first round matchups? The final first round matchup.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Italy and Afghanistan. Brought to you by Unboiled Water, from swamp to bottle.
We will start out with Afghanistan, and at a glance, you have to consider Afghanistan one of the favorites out here. I believe they're a 16 seed in our tournament, Chris. Not quite sure how that happened, because, boy, they look like they could be a number one seed easily. They might run the table. I don't know who's going to win yet, but again, we'll start out with the State Department travel advisory, four levels. One, you should go enjoy yourself all the way up to number four. If you visit the country, make sure you have a will, because you're probably going to die. That would be Afghanistan. They are a level four, and I don't mean one area or another. The U.S. State Department says, please do not visit Afghanistan for any reason. If you do happen to visit Afghanistan, don't bother looking for the U.S. Embassy, because that closed down years ago. We don't even have government personnel inside of Afghanistan, at least not ones that we know about. Terrorism? Oh, don't worry. It's your one-stop shop for terrorism. It's practically an old town sizzler buffet. You go, you want to meet Al-Qaeda? They're there. ISIS, they're there. In fact, all of them work with the terrorist group, the Taliban, who are now the government of the country. Two-thirds of the country is living in poverty. Honor killings are a thing. In case you don't know what these are, it can be... Here's what happens. A woman does something, oftentimes the most innocent-sounding things in the world, and her own family members will murder her, often violently, stoning her to death, strangling her. Yeah, that's common practice in Afghanistan. Also, young boys are routinely assaulted in terrible ways. This is part of Afghan culture. It truly is a living hell. Women are not even allowed to be educated now. They're not allowed to hold any kind of public office. The one good thing you can say is at least they're not in the workforce. The good news is, if you happen to visit Afghanistan, you can buy American military equipment, though, because we left so much of it behind. So if you're looking for state-of-the-art NVGs, Humvees, even a Black Hawk helicopter, it can all be purchased in Afghanistan if you're not too busy honor killing your sister. Not overall a very great place. But that, of course, brings us to Italy. A lot of people were angry about the inclusion of Italy. So I would just happen, I feel obligated to let you know, while there's no travel advisory, you can go to Italy. You know it's full of Italians, right? What, Chris? I'm letting everybody know it's full of Italians. Oh, and by the way, it's not just Italians. Remember all those African countries we've been going over? Africa, well represented in our tournament of tournaments. Yeah, they've exported a bunch of people, and they're at Italy. I remember when we went and we visited the Colosseum, I didn't see an Italian face. The second you show up, they're trying to sell you little voodoo dolls and bracelets and all the other weird crap in the world. And then Ob got mad at me because I was rude. You know how all this stuff goes. I'll be honest, I was going to overrule you again. And I was going to have Italy be the winner here. I really was. Up to right before the show. You have been voting and you can continue to vote at the Jesse Kelly Show Twitter page. Jesse Kelly Show is the Twitter page. But you gave Afghanistan 75% of the vote. And it is just such an awful, awful place. Even as a joke, I don't think I can overrule it and make Italy move on in the tournament. I want to, don't get me wrong, just to make people mad. But man, Afghanistan is a living hell. So congratulations to Afghanistan. You win this round. The next round, this is not till Monday, remember. We don't do this on Fridays. On Monday, this next matchup, I am unreasonably excited for. This is part two, Haiti versus France. These two countries have taken each other on before. Apparently, they're going to go toe-to-toe again. I cannot say whether this one will also include torture and murder and hacking people to death with machetes. I have no earthly idea, but I do know the clash of clashes begins on Monday, Haiti versus France. At some point in time, it's going to be up on the show's Twitter account, at Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, it's up right now, Chris? Never mind. I misspoke. It is up right now, and you are welcome to go vote. Haiti versus France, who moves on? I want to again say that this is a benevolent dictatorship, is how I want to describe it. Your vote does mean something. It means a lot. It doesn't mean everything. I may step in. What, Chris? I may step in, is all I'm saying. I may step in. Now, we have discussed before many times about the world of make-believe your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in. That she believes all the way to her core a bunch of things that are simply not true. And she believes those things because the elite communists in the media and the Democrat Party have constructed for her a world of lies. It's where she remains. It's why she insists on things that are simply not true at all. She tells you, screams at you, that the sky is green. You want to hear some of the most amazing evidence of this? Why she believes these things? Boy, I have a couple things for you that are, it's amazing. Before I get to that, you know why you don't live in that world? Because you have a mind that works well. What if you could put your mind on overdrive? Meaning, work better than it ever has, or better than it has in years. Chalk is about your mind. CHOQ, natural herbal supplements from Chalk. You know, we focus on the vitamins and minerals, or the male vitality stack, or the female vitality stack, or the all-natural pre-workout, and all those things are great, and all that stuff is true. But the biggest difference I have noticed in my life is my energy and how my mind works. It just works faster. I think faster. Try it for 90 days. We cannot afford in these times to be weak and effeminate. It's not an option for us. We have to be strong and bold. Get your T levels jacked through the roof. Get your mind working well as we fight for our country. CHOQ. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Mac.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, communists are liars and infiltrators. The infiltration portion of it, we're actually going to talk a little bit about that next hour, but I want to focus on the lying portion. Let's just get a couple basics out of the way, stuff we've talked about many times before, stuff you already know. They believe that words are weapons, and they have nothing morally against lying because they don't share your morality. So they will lie all the time, and they will demand the other communists in their midst lie all the time. It's not that they hear their friends lie and they're okay with it. Their friends understand it is a requirement. They are fighting a violent revolution to destroy or deconstruct or decolonize everything. They understand that will not be popular with people. And so lies are part of it. And this will come back to the infiltration part of it. They always consider themselves revolutionaries having to infiltrate halls of power. Spies. Think about them like spies because that's how they see themselves. Does the spy show his driver's license and give his real name? No. You lie about everything at all times. This helps protect your revolution. What it also does is it creates for you legions of soldiers who will believe the lies and who will march forward and do terrible things on your behalf because you have lied to them. Did you know communist movements have always recruited openly the mentally ill? Did you know that? Criminals and the mentally ill have been part of every single communist revolution because they're people with broken brains, pre-wired for violence. They are useful foot soldiers if you are fighting a revolution. They recruit these people. I've called it the religion of the malcontent for a reason. Wherever they find them, they will recruit them. Once recruited, they lie to them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They are repeated lies.
And frankly, when people sit around and say things like, oh, you know, we're happy because now we feel safe. I don't know who feels safe in this country except for the white supremacist, because I specifically as a black woman definitely don't.
Ha ha ha. She's so stupid. No one will believe that. Go look at the polls of Democrats. I remember that one election for the Democrat Party. I think it was the midterm during Joe Biden. The number one driving factor for Democrats, the number one thing they cared most about was white supremacy. No one believes that. Yes, they do. Because they live in that world. Here's Maxwell Frost.
Donald Trump doesn't want a democracy. He wants a throne, and his cronies are clearing the way. The president and his lapdogs here in the United States Congress, the vice president, the FCC chair, the attorney general, secretary of state, and congressional Republicans are implementing a dangerous agenda to punish their opposition. Fascism is not on the way. It is here.
They believe it. Jimmy Kimmel, why would you say this on national television, costing you your $15 million a year job?
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
Why would you say that? Because everything in his ecosystem has told him that lie. Now, let's read this little bit. I have two things to read you. Trust in mass media up to 2022, so we'll focus on that. Do you know what Republican trust is in mass media? The NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN of the world. Do you know what Republican trust is? 14%. Do you know what Democrat trust is? 70. When your grandmother, who's been a Democrat her whole life, screams at you that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler and a fascist, she believes what ABC tells her.
They say it. She believes it. She lives in a world of make-believe that has been created and maintained on purpose. Now, for the jaw-dropper of jaw-droppers, and this one's from The Economist. Remember, we already have endless facts about the shooter. He had fascist on the bullets. We know what drove him. We understand it's this subhuman communist tranny idea. We understand that at all. We get that. These are established facts. Now, The Economist ran a poll. You know the percentage of Republicans who believe the person who killed Charlie Kirk was motivated by left-wing beliefs? 68%. Yeah, Chris is like, that's low. It is low. It is low, but that's the percentage of Republicans. Do you know the percentage of Democrats who believe left-wing beliefs motivated the killer? 10. Three times as many Democrats believe the killer was motivated by right-wing beliefs as by left-wing beliefs. The Democrat in your life is certifiably insane. They don't know it. Maybe they're not on pills. Maybe they haven't been institutionalized, but certifiably insane, as insane as the guy who gets naked and covers himself in peanut butter and jumps off a skyscraper because he thinks he can fly. That's how weapons-grade insane Democrats are now, because they're stuck in this world of make-believe. Remember that as you talk to them, as you look at them like they're a completely different species. Whatever efforts you can make to pull them out of that world, make it. Because there's no way for them to see the light. The world has been constructed for them. Now, maybe in a way you live in a world of make-believe. The make-believe world that nobody's ever going to steal your identity. No one's ever going to get into your bank account, right? I mean, surely. I have B of A. You don't understand. The largest, supposedly most protected institutions online get hacked all the time. Someone hacked PayPal. Nearly 16 million credentials have been posted on the dark web. They're going to get your identity at some point. This is an industry that is global. How in the world do you stop that? LifeLock? LifeLock monitors it for you while you're busy, while you're asleep. LifeLock watches, and they let you know the second they identify a threat. And when they get you, because they're going to get us all, LifeLock will restore you. Guarantee. They will restore you. They will make you whole. Sign up. Save up to 40% your first year with the promo code Jesse at LifeLock.com. Don't get burned. LifeLock.com. Promo code Jesse or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Now we'll talk about the infiltrator thing next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.